From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Wind is now the top source of renewable power in the nation. The American Wind Energy Association bragged about that news Thursday morning in Arlington. According to their latest report, Texas, turns out, is a powerhouse wind producer. The Lone Star State leads the nation in wind power production. Last year, Texas Wind produced more than 20,000 megawatts of electricity. Tom Kiernan runs the American Wind Energy Association.
That's enough wind energy to power 5.7 million homes and also provide 25,000 jobs here in Texas. 25,000 jobs and counting.
Now, if renewable energy conjures images of hippies hugging trees, that image is a bit outdated. The backdrop of the day's news conference helped sell that message. It was the factory floor of General Motors Arlington Assembly Plant. The factory produces 1,200 big SUVs every day. It's in the middle of a $1.5 billion expansion, and by 2018, it'll be run entirely on renewable energy, most of it wind. Kiernan says business has been going big for wind energy.
It's reliable, it's affordable, it just makes good business sense.
All of that has meant more jobs in the wind energy industry, building and maintaining those soaring wind turbines, 100,000 jobs and counting nationwide. It's also put money into rural communities. Wind energy companies paid some $60 million in land leases to Texas farmers last year. Ken Becker heads economic development for the West Texas town of Sweetwater.
Wind in Texas has gone from something we would cuss every day to now helping families keep the ranch from one generation to the next. It's taking us from a place of dependency to a place of opportunity.
With some $60 billion worth of new operations in the pipeline nationwide, wind power won't be winding down anytime soon. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.